And now what we really need is Tommy's Holiday Camp with Arnoldo.
Welcome, everybody. Come on in to another edition of Tommy's Holiday Camp. Thank you very much, Miss Laura and Deanna, for your very fine show and all the usual guests who came, buzzed in and flew in the door or drove in the door. So welcome once again. This is Cowes Radio 107.3 FM coming to you on the frequency modulating dial from, Transcendent. Downtown Occidental. In fact, explosive. There was some huge explosions went on just about 5 minutes ago.
And I just saw a siren, a police officer go by. So.
Oh dear. So
something happened. We don't know what.
Okay. Well, we'll wait for the news. Hopefully, somebody will come by and let us know.
Or not.
Yeah, so great show today. We have Amber Lee Baker in the studio with me. And
hello.
She has brought her accordion and her voice.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have a good time with some live music.
Yes.
So welcome. And I better do some announcements before we get on. In fact, I was out last week, but... In North Carolina, in the snows and slush of North Carolina, record cold winter out there. And it was very interesting, as it was the Black History Month this month, February. And I went to Greensboro, North Carolina, and to the Woolworths, which was the place where the Greensboro Four first sat down on the diner stools in the Woolworths and asked to be eaten and were refused, and which started the modern civil rights movement. And in fact, on the 50th anniversary, which was February the 1st, just a couple of weeks ago, they opened the International Civil Rights Museum at that Woolworths. And so it was, they've got a beautiful tour which you can go around, and it was very, very moving, and I basically cried the whole time. And so, so we all have to remember that. It's not necessarily all gone away. So, anyway, so we have Amber is with me. And then at about 8:05, I'll be calling Renee Wilson, who is a really incredible soul diva and also an actress. She was in the film Ray. She was one of the Raylettes, Pat Lyle. So she'll be just after 8. So, anyway... got a couple of notices to do. Coming up next Saturday week, we've got a community benefit showing of an upcoming PBS documentary film, Seneca Falls, by the local director, Louise Vance. And it's a film about 9 teenage girls bound for the birthplace of women's rights in America. And it's at Annerley High School Theatre, 6950 Annerley Avenue, Sebastopol. And it's on Saturday, February 27th at 7:30. Tickets are $10 adults, $8 students and seniors, $6 for groups of 20 or more. You can book online at www.annelleychoir.org. That's annelleychoir.org. Proceeds will help fund Annerley Honor Choir, their trip to Carnegie Hall in New York, which they won, and the Seneca Falls Educational Outreach Campaign. So support your local choirs and go there in Saturday week. Cowes Radio, this is Tommy's Holiday Camp, and you can get us on the internet tubings at www.kows.fm, and you can get us on your phone if you want as well. So, we have Amber here, and welcome once again to Cowes. I believe you did come here last year.
Yes, thank you. I was here and I helped Scott Pinkert with his show, and I was more playing DJ, which was really fun. I brought in songs that had influenced me, and we talked about music. And so I haven't performed on Cows yet. I've done some spots on KRCB, so this will be fun tonight to do some live performance for you.
Excellent. Well, I've got one of your tracks lined up.
Oh, great.
So perhaps I'll throw on...
Is this from my first album, Estuaries?
It is. I've got four selections from that here.
Oh, wonderful. That you'd like to play?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll play one. I've got Time Master, Wailer's Wife, Wildwood Flower, or Beautiful Decay.
Oh, those are the ones you want to play? Okay.
That's the ones that, I selected.
Yeah. Yeah, whichever you would like to queue up first. If you want a story about it, I might be able to tell you one.
Okay, well, let's start with the top, with Time Master. What?
Okay, well, that song, it's pretty surreal. It has a lot of metaphors in it, and it actually was two songs that I melded into one. So it changes time signature in the middle, and goes from 4/4 time to 3/4 time. And I can't say it's out about any one particular person or event. It's more of just a stream of consciousness, a lot of ideas that came together and wanted to be in one song. And I like the feel of it because it starts in sort of a gypsy genre and then goes into a waltz. And it's sort of telling myself, don't be afraid. I mean, that's one of the main reoccurring phrases, and how time can make you feel afraid when you're looking down that stream of your life, and then you realize your time is limited, and it can freak you out. So it's a internal dialogue about that, I think.
Wow, that's, and to do that with an accordion—that's something.
Yeah, but this song is on the Accordion Babes Calendar compilation CD for 2010, and so a lot of people have been listening to it, and it's gotten a lot of attention, which is nice because I like this song.
Yeah, it's fabulous, and the whole concept is great with the calendar. Give out all those details in a
later.
Little bit.
Yeah,
okay. Let's play it.
Thanks.
It's time to get clear.
Oh, right. Time Master by Amber Lee Baker. Now, officially, is it Amber Lee and the Anomalies?
Well, I consider myself an anomaly in and of myself. And when I perform live these days, I still go by Amber Lee and the Anomalies. And that is my URL for my website. Mm. Their name originated because I did have a band. And I do play with studio musicians, and I do hope to have a band again someday. It's just, it's very hard to keep those people well cared for when you're trying to break out into a new market. And so I don't tour with a band, and I don't try to carry musicians around with me. I've been doing a lot of touring in the past 6 to 10 months, actually probably the last year, and I just perform solo usually.
Yeah.
So
that's it's a huge effort to carry a whole band around.
Yeah, because I don't want to take advantage of musicians, and I just feel that people deserve to be paid, and I like being paid. And it's a lot more cost effective for me. I actually can come out, you know, in the black if I go solo, whereas if I'm carrying around other musicians, I'm going to be going in debt trying to, you know, take care of them and myself. And so right now, but I am recording a new CD, and I am using other musicians on that CD. So it is Amber Lee and the Anomalies.
Okay. It's a very flexible, mutable title.
Yeah, and anomalies are anything unexpected. So,
hey, I watch Star Trek. I know what anomalies are.
Yeah, so I figure it captures all the permutations of what I could create musically.
Great, that is good. A good platform, as
they say. Yes, it is a good platform. It gives me a lot of flexibility.
Yeah, indeed. Well, let's go back, way back.
Okay.
What inspired you to, what got you into music? Who, what, how? What got you there?
Well, I, like many children, took piano lessons when I was growing up. I think my grandmother got me started at about 8 years old. And I was enjoying that to a certain degree, but as I continued forward doing other instruments like flute, and I tried drums for a little bit, and that didn't go so well, and flute didn't go very well either. And then singing became my new passion throughout high school, and it became such a focus for me that I realized I wanted to write songs. And when I came back to the piano after singing in an a cappella group and, you know, really forwarding my singing, I didn't like the piano anymore. It just didn't, I could write with it, but I didn't like the songs that came out.
Huh.
And then I tried guitar and my fingers would hurt and I didn't like it very much. And so I was trying to find a good accompaniment instrument. And when I picked up an accordion in a music shop, it just felt natural. I loved the sound and it worked with my voice, and the bass button side made sense to me. It's a very logical grid, and as soon as I figured it out, it opened up a lot of music theory for me that I hadn't really understood before. And so, yeah, it just was kind of like finding home. And that happened, I'm thinking, like 2001, 2002.
Okay, so you've had a good stretch then, really, to it hasn't put blisters on your fingers yet.
No, I love it. And it might give me a sore neck and some sore shoulders, but whatever. Every instrument has its pains that are associated with it. So
indeed, exactly. And what music did you enjoy, you know, when you were growing up? What did you listen to, play?
Well, I mean, with piano lessons, I was doing classical music. Stereotypical kind of thing.
Yeah.
But growing up, I mostly listened to pop music. I was a child of the 80s.
Okay.
And so,
oh dear.
Yeah.
Big hair and Duran Duran stuff.
Duran Duran, Cyndi Lauper, Michael Jackson, Madonna, Prince. I loved Prince. Yeah. He's really good.
Yeah.
So, but I also had a very big phase listening to more goth styles of music, like Depeche Mode and The Cure and The Smiths. So that, you know, carries into some of my darker imagery and ideas. But I like a lot of music.
It's quite a variance you bring out. You know,
Yeah, I don't want to pigeonhole myself into one style of music because I love so many styles.
Right.
So I try to bring a lot of different influences in.
Because I know on one of your videos on I think on your website, you say, you know, you play, okay, this is my only polka song that
right.
you do.
Yeah, so the first Pancake Polka, which I'm in the process of recording right now. And it's such a fun song to play, I might write another polka.
Okay. You've steered clear of them because of the accordion polka?
Right, I didn't like that exactly. Yeah. That problem really was... I had to feel like I could overcome that and do a lot of other styles of accordion music before I was able to embrace polka. But now that I've got a polka in my repertoire, I kind of feel like polkas are fun. I might want to keep doing them.
Oh, no, we've lost.
I know. Oh, no, I've gone to the dark side of polka. Well, yeah, there are a lot of people who are reinventing polka. There's the Polkaholics and Polka Side and Big Lou and her Polka Casserole. And so that's a pretty well-established genre.
Yeah, nothing to be ashamed of, basically.
No.
Well, perhaps would you like to play something so everyone can get a feel of what you're about?
Yeah, I can do one of the new songs that I'll be doing on my next album. And this one's actually a waltz. It's a really sweet song I wrote with a friend of mine in a songwriting workshop that I've been taking for the past year. And I've been enjoying co-writing. It's been something fun for me, having another mind to work out little lyrical details. Mm-hmm. So hopefully the sound levels will be okay.
Do you want another mic for your
Usually my accordion is pretty loud. Okay. So yeah, I think we'll be fine. Okay. The very first time we danced, I saw my future with you. It was all there in your glance. Somehow I already knew. I won't be afraid as our eyes start to fade. Our hair may turn white, but our song can still play all night. We'll be getting around with our canes and our chairs, looking like old folks, but we won't care. Though age may alter our dance, we'll be waltzing by just holding hands. Waltzing by just holding hands. Dancing with you today, seeing our future in truth, knowing that time has a way of stealing vitality and youth. We will remember our journey together. It was great to be young, and we'll cherish what we have become. We'll be getting around with our canes and our chairs, looking like old folks, but we won't care. Though age may alter our dance, we'll be waltzing by just holding hands. Waltzing by just holding hands. We'll be getting around with our canes and our chairs, looking like old folks, but we won't care. Though age may alter our dance, we'll be waltzing by just holding hands. Waltzing by just holding hands. Sitting and swinging our hands, we'll be waltzing by just holding hands.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Amber Lee Baker, Amber Lee and the Anomalies.
Mm-hmm.
And I presume that was Waltzing by Just Holding Hands
yes,
was the title?
Yes, that maybe? Is the title. Yeah, and I just spent some time this afternoon with a cello player who's going to record on that track.
Oh.
So that song's going to have cello and harp and bowed upright bass and kind of a orchestral feel to it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. Play with that, yeah.
Yeah, so I was having some funny thoughts while I was playing about, oh, this is where the cello is going to, you know, when I'm in that imaginative zone hearing the other instruments.
Arranging as you're going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Get a little carried away sometimes.
That multitasking thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what accordion's all about is multitasking. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not like a piano. It's just, it's an immobile object. It's
you've
got two hands that are moving on two different things, plus opening mm-hmm. and closing. It's.
Although I'd say that piano has a lot more flexibility with what you can do on the bass. Mm. You can be doing, well, I guess the accordion has a variety of things you can do on the bass, but you know, you can do arpeggios or chords or octaves or, you know, chord progressions, and the bass side of an accordion has a lot of buttons, and the buttons have whole chords in them. So you just kind of press one button and you get a full chord.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty amazing. Actually, here, I'll show you.
Yeah.
That's one button.
Wow.
That's a C chord.
Okay, that saves a lot of effort, doesn't it? Yeah.
That's a C minor in one button. Seventh. And a diminished. And then you can add your bass in there. So it's pretty amazing what you can do with an accordion.
So you can have like five chords going like at the same time then.
If you wanted, but it would probably sound pretty
bad.
Yeah, I think that's the bad thing people think about accordions. If you do something like, let me try something here. That's the bad sound.
Yeah.
We don't need to go there.
Excuse me. Now, a piano is actually a percussion instrument. Uh-huh. What is an accordion class?
It's kind of a woodwind. It's reeds and air. It's reeds and bellows, actually, which is similar to a bagpipe. Or a harmonium is also reeds and bellows. And when you have multiple register switches on the right side of an accordion, sometimes they call it clarinet and bassoon for the upper reed bank and the lower reed bank, respectively, because it sounds kind of like a clarinet or a bassoon.
Range.
Yeah, it's a reed. So I actually just am learning how to do accordion repair. I'm apprenticing with Kimmerick Smythe at Smythe's Accordion Center, and it's been really educational. There's a lot to an accordion. It's very complicated when you start pulling them apart.
Wow.
So I'm definitely learning a lot right now about the technology of accordions.
Do they tend to break down a lot? Or?
They can, yeah. They definitely can break down. There's a lot of moving parts and little pieces stuck together with wax. And
oh,
if you leave it in a hot car, that stuff can melt, and then your accordion needs to be totally re-waxed, and the reeds go out of tune. And after a while, some old accordions, if they're not very high quality to begin with, are just not worth fixing. You just have to part them out. They're kind of like cars. But nicer quality accordions, they just don't make them like that anymore. So if you have an old accordion that was a nice accordion originally, it can be worth restoring them, because you're never going to find one like that again.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like the Stradivarius, where it's certain woods or certain materials just aren't really there anymore.
Right. Hmm. And the knowledge base, the old craftsmen who made them are passed away, and the modern manufacturers don't know how to do things the same way, and they don't have the same eye for detail.
Yeah.
So,
For quantity, but not quality. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I actually have a couple projects now, because I've started this apprenticeship where I'm restoring some old accordions that are definitely worth restoring. They have unique qualities that are hard to find and nice parts. So
interesting. Okay, I should ask, how many accordions do you have? Is it like an addiction where you just...
Well, currently I have four. So the one I will be selling pretty soon, and and one of them is a restoration project. Mm. So I really only have two functioning accordions and one that I like playing the most, which is my main squeeze.
Okay.
And that's this, literally and figuratively.
So can you say what that one is?
It's a main squeeze accordion. Yeah. Okay. From the main squeeze accordion shop in New York City.
Ah.
Yeah. This guy, Walter, who has a shop in the Lower East Side, he special orders these to be his brand with his name embossed on them. And they're made in the Czech Republic.
Huh.
And from what I understand, they're pretty good, medium quality accordion, not too expensive, but well built. But
it's a workhorse, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely a workhorse. It's a strong accordion. It'll take a beating. I try not to abuse it too much, but it does get knocked around a little bit. So
yeah, that's inevitable doing a lot of traveling and things.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, should we play another track?
Sure, that'd be great.
And, you were going to tell me we'll play the Wailers' Wife, and you're going to tell us about her.
Right, that song was inspired by a book called Ahab's Wife, and I read that book right after reading Moby Dick, and I was really inspired by both, and I thought it would be nice to write a song about the life of a whaler's wife. And so I finally started getting motivated about having videos up on YouTube, and I've acquired technology to be able to actually make a video and put it up on YouTube, which is something I've been meaning to do for years. So I'm planning a video for Whaler's Wife, and it should be really fun and imaginative. I really want to paint the picture of that life, and I'm planning on, well, I don't want to give too much away, but I'll say I'm planning on using paper cutout puppets. So I want it to have like a really old timey kind of quality to it.
And no whales were killed in the production of the video.
No, it'll just be a bunch of paper and on sticks. pretty small time, but I think it should come off pretty well, hopefully.
That's great.
I'm just starting to storyboard it out right now and collect images and start imagining how I want it to come together.
Oh, so, fabulous.
Yeah. So hopefully in the next month I should be able to post that out on my Facebook and MySpace and YouTube and all that and give that song the video that it deserves.
Indeed.
Because it deserves one.
Indeed. In fact, well, at this point, why didn't you give out to your various websites?
Okay.
MyFace and
Well, if you Facebook. Search for me on the internet and you type in Amber Lee and the Anomalies, it'll correct you if you spell anomalies incorrect, which is very helpful because it's kind of a hard word to spell. And my MySpace and Facebook and you and personal website will all come up. My personal website is www.amberleeandtheanomalies.com. It's all spelled out. And then under MySpace and Facebook, it just says Amber Lee Baker. Hmm. So, because those are more... Well, Facebook is more of a personal site, and MySpace, that's just the way it worked out.
Okay.
But yeah, I have a lot of web presence, and it just kind of depends on people's preference, what they like to interface with. And so I always recommend just do a Google search. You'll find all the different options and choose what you want.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
That is wonderful now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it makes things a lot easier.
Indeed, accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let's play.
Whaler's Wife, yes.
Filled with waiting and memories. brought to me this quote. Captains offered Spanish gold to the one who will sing out. For the white whale of crooked jaw and curious bushy spout. Oh, a whale's wife is a stolen life filled with waiting and agony. The widow's walk and the seagull's squawk are infallible company. There were ships that brought him homeward. There were ships that ran ashore. But he sailed with Captain Ahab. I will say.
Yes, the Whaler's Wife, Amber Lee Baker, and the Anomalies. Yeah, this is Cows. You know you when you hear that. You can only be listening to Cows Radio, 7.3 FM. And coming out to you at 3,000 blazing milliwatts of power. So I hope you're all enjoying it from the far reaches of Sonoma County. In fact, if you're listening in and got a question for Amber Lee, why don't you give us a call in the studio, 874-1073, area code 707, if you're beyond such ways, listening in on the internet tubings. And, yeah, let's give a couple of shout-outs to some of our underwriters right now. We have, Whole Foods in Sebastopol. They support us, yeah. So Whole Foods quality standards ensure you get no artificial anything, no trans fat, no shortcuts, just food in its purest state, unadulterated by artificial additives, sweeteners, colourings. Hey, there's no you in colourings. What's wrong? Or preservatives. So go to Whole Foods. And another wonderful underwriter is Gee Whiz Graphics and Printing, and we really thank them for their support. They've been here since the beginning, and Gee Whiz is a one-woman shop with 25, I think we should change that, it's been 2 years, 27 years experience in professional green printing, design or graphic work using soy inks, recycled paper and paper alternatives. Gee Whiz is located in Sebastopol at 918 Gravenstein Highway South, just 1 mile south of the center of town, and you can call her at 823-1500. So yeah, let's get back to Amber.
Hello.
Thank you, and that was a very, very nice track.
Thank you.
So your inspiration, where do you get, think you're sitting in the bath or you're on the bus? How do you get your inspiration for
Well, I love reading, so that book, I mean, that song came from a book, but I actually sat with that idea for maybe 3 years before the song finally came out. And so I think my first album has a lot of songs like that, that came from more of an intellectual space, a philosopher's perspective. And my new album that I'm recording, I've tried to write songs that are maybe a little more accessible and pop friendly. Because I've been in a songwriting workshop for the past year, and it's an exercise in trying to write a commercially viable song.
Okay.
And not that I want to make that my goal in life, but I thought I might as well give it my all and see what I can do. So, but this next album will have a lot more songs that have relationship subject matters, which is a very popular topic. Yeah. Not all of the songs are relationship focused, but there's definitely a handful of them, like Waltzing by Just Holding Hands.
Oh, yes.
But I'm trying to put a spin, a different look on it. Like that's a sweet song about growing old together. Another one is called Alpha. And that is a funny song about being the alpha in a partnership. So, you know, it's a broad range. And then I'm hoping my next album after this one I'm recording now will go back into some more experimental, philosophical, orchestral kind of places. I like growing as a musician. And so, my exercise right now is commercial viability, and then I hope I'll do another exercise in something else next turn. So,
yeah, never be the same.
No, I want to have a broad variety. But I love the accordion as my basis. That's my kind of fundamental root for how I write, at least right now. Maybe that'll shift too. Mm. Who knows?
Do you have a title for your working title yet for your
No, I don't actually. So... Mm. That's something I better start thinking about. Although,
relationships, yeah.
I can say Estuaries as a title for my last album didn't come till I was almost done with all my recording. Huh. And so I have to see how it feels once it's but maybe about to get mastered. Then I'll have more clarity.
Yeah, you should see the bigger picture of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, maybe we want to talk about the Accordion Babe calendar now.
Oh, yes.
I think that's just a good thing to talk about.
Oh, anytime. I've got it on my wall at home. And,
oh, good.
It's
my month right now. So.
That's right.
It's been funny because I've been going around and having people recognize me, and I don't always look like that picture. I mean, that picture.
Oh, don't destroy that.
I hardly ever look like that picture, actually. That picture is really glamorous. But I love being a part of that calendar because it has created a great community of women who play accordion, and it's been so fun getting to know the other women in the calendar and doing shows with them. And I just went on a tour with Renee de la Prada, who was the founder of the whole calendar and the publisher.
Right.
And we were on a 10-day road trip that went all the way up to Vancouver, BC and back. And it was just really fun to be out spreading the word of the accordion bass, you know, and broadening people's horizons or touching in with people who already knew about it and having them experience our live performances. And so I definitely want to thank Renee for being the impetus behind the whole thing and the publisher and really creating it. And, it's just been a really wonderful thing to be a part of.
Yeah, she is amazing. Yeah, we had her on with Maggie.
Oh, great. Both of them were
during
on.
The summer. Yeah, they did 2 hours live, and they were just totally fabulous.
Yeah, Maggie's awesome, too. She's so fun. I love her band. Yeah.
Such energy. Well, that's what gets to me, I think. I went to the. I've always been meaning to go to the Cotati
Accordion Festival.
Accordion Festival, and actually went last year, and I was just knocked out at the women power on the accordion. It was like, whoa!
I don't think it's always been that way. It just came about in the past few years, but it's definitely a strong force now. And I think one of the things I love about the Cotati Accordion Festival is you can go and see so many different kinds of music, and people are really friendly, and it's not too big. It's a pretty small footprint for a festival. So it feels really friendly and easy to navigate, and it's just a heartwarming experience.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone go this year because it is so much fun. I was just knocked back at how much fun it was.
Yeah. I mean, how often do you get to just sit in a community park and drink some beer and listen to lots of good music?
Yeah, on hay bales.
Yeah. So.
No, fabulous. And really, I've been very excited about it. That's why I've and Gabby Lala.
She's great. Did you have her on the show too?
I've had to actually call a couple of times, and she actually performed for us at a film benefit we had in January for the Pirate Radio film.
Oh, great.
Over in Monte Rio.
Oh, great.
So, I'll have her in definitely in the studio in the near future. So, yeah, I just love the variety of... Of music that's coming out of these wonderful women.
Well, great. Thank you.
puts us men to shame. We're getting boring, you know.
Well, I don't think so. I think that it's just we are having a time in the sun right now, and it'll balance out again. There's been a long precedent of men being the rock and roll divas of their own time, you know, or I guess diva wouldn't be the appropriate word.
Devo.
Devo. But men have dominated rock and roll and music for so long. And it's time for the women with the accordions to take the world by storm.
I agree. I'll be there with you.
Yay!
Well, wonderful. Perhaps would you like to play something else?
Sure. Actually,
oh my goodness. Yeah, because wow, 15
the time
minutes.
Is,
gee,
gosh, you know. Okay, I'll play. Actually, maybe we want to listen to another song off of the album.
Okay,
because I have to think about what I want to play next. But I think we should listen to Beautiful Decay, because that's a really visceral song with a lot of interesting texture to it.
And I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's a song that is really near to my heart. And I, it's about walking around in Santa Rosa and going to the rural cemetery and Juilliard Park and really getting to experience that silence in those places and listening to yourself and the internal voice.
Well, okay. Beautiful Decay.
I find a stillness.
Beautiful Decay, Amber Lee, and The Anomalies.
I love one of the things that I use in that song, which I'll reveal a little secret, is that I use a tape measure for one of the percussion instruments. Oh. It's that clacking noise.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a seamstress's tape measure, and I was using it, and it just made such a beautiful sound, and I thought, well, I want to have that on the album. So,
well, measures and beats, mm-hmm. You know, it's all
it
the
just,
same.
It felt right. It made a nice clicky-clacky noise that I wanted in there. So,
yeah, anything.
Yeah.
Sticks, anything.
That's the thing that's fun about recording is you can really get creative, and there's a lot of magic to it. It's also kind of lots of layers and gives you an opportunity to rethink your songs. So actually that's why I wasn't quite ready to perform a live song, because I've been reinventing some of my songs. Even though I just got back from a tour and I have been playing those songs over and over again, I thought, oh, well, what if I stretch this or rewrite that? And so they're coming out a little bit different now.
Okay. Transitioning. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to remember how I had changed a couple things.
Okay.
So.
Well, great. You're listening to Amber Lee Baker on Cowes Radio 107.3, coming to you from ethereal downtown Occidental. And if you did hear a loud explosion just about an hour ago, we heard from the police that it was lightning, of all things. But we seem puzzled here. It didn't seem like it, but
it was pretty loud, and there was a flash of light.
Yeah, definitely was.
It was strange.
Didn't seem like any lightning I've ever heard.
And it did shake the ground, but maybe it was lightning.
Okay, we'll go with the official explanation then.
Yeah.
So. And great. Well, so you have, let's...
So I do have a song for you, and I'll perform Alpha, which is the one I mentioned earlier, which is a really fun, sassy song.
Okay.
And this one I also co-wrote with the same friend, Devra, who is in my song shop class, and we've had fun writing together. So this is for Devra, because she and I are a good songwriting team.
Oh, right. Lovely.
Okay. You spotted me from across the room, just another pretty girl you assumed. Well, you can keep grinning, boy, 'cause you've been misled. You're about to get in over your head. Don't you worry, there's no hurry, gonna find your new attitude. I'm gonna alpha you. I'm gonna alpha you. I'll have you down on the floor, begging for more. I'm gonna alpha you. We all play games and you stepped into mine. Just follow my lead and you will be fine. Don't second guess before we begin. Play it my way and everyone wins. Don't you worry, there's no hurry. Gonna love your new point of view. I'm gonna alpha you. I'm gonna alpha you. Just relax and enjoy while I make you my toy. I'm gonna alpha you. Romance is a series of chances, and every dog will have its day. In a room full of omegas, I choose you to be my beta. Oh, oh. In a world full of omegas, I choose you to be my beta. Gonna alpha you. I'm gonna alpha you. I'll have you down on your knees, eager to please. I'm gonna alpha you. I'm gonna alpha you. I'm gonna alpha you. As we're messing around, I'll let you turn it around. But for now, alpha. gonna alpha you.
Hell yes.
That one's definitely going to get a video.
Oh, definitely. I can see some stuff going on.
It could
on
be
there.
Really fun. So, yeah. Brewing one up on that.
Oh, lovely. Well, now, yeah, we're coming up. Well, last few minutes, actually. So, we need to get in again your website,
oh, my
addresses,
website.
And things like that.
Well, what I recommend the most is Google search Amber Lee and the Anomalies, and you'll find me. But if you want to go to my website, it's www.amberleeandtheanomalies.com. And you can find me on MySpace at myspace.com/AmberLeeBaker. And Facebook, it's the same thing, facebook.com/AmberLeeBaker. So...
Great and excellent.
And I'm also on Reverb Nation, if any of you are on Reverb Nation. I'm still checking it out and deciding how much I like it, but it has some really great functions that I've been using. So.
Oh, great. So there's so many different sources.
Yeah. Yeah. There's probably a couple more. I try to spread myself out there. So.
That's great. Well, one of the things I noticed, a really fun thing, you got an award from the Bohemian for the best use of a dangerous instrument.
Oh, yes. That was a couple years ago. Yeah. One of the writers, he saw me perform with my band and thought it was really humorous that I was playing the accordion and wrote up a Critics' Choice Award for me. So that was really fun.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, actually, I hope I get more awards like that. That was a really fun one to have.
I like that. And another great thing, if you look at your websites and things, that you have the greatest outfits. I mean, totally outrageous stuff. It's
Thank you. I love costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun to dress up. And because of the pinup calendar, I've definitely gotten a lot of great photos in some great outfits. For the calendar, and then I try to make it so that my audience finds it entertaining to watch me. I don't want to just be a musician. I want to be a full entertainer.
Full entertainer, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that seems like you've accomplished that.
Yeah.
I really, really respect and admire it.
Thank you. There's always more to do, so I'm brewing up more of those too, I'm sure.
Oh, fabulous.
Photos and good outfits. So, yeah.
Yeah, keep moving the edge. Mm-hmm. You know, keep moving it. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what makes being an artist so much fun is trying new things. And,
right.
Yeah.
Not pushing the same pen every day.
No,
the same thing,
you need to grow and expand. So.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, shall I play Wildwood Flower just to finish off the track?
Sure, yeah. This is a bluegrass tune. And when Karen Frindell was playing banjo with me as part of the Anomalies, she loved playing this song on her banjo. So we incorporated it into our set. And then we did a little research project and found all these different versions of the lyrics. And we arranged them in a way that we liked. So it is definitely a unique arrangement of the lyrics that Karen and I put together.
Oh, great. Well, let's play out Amber Lee Baker, Amber Lee and the Anomalies. Any upcoming gigs coming?
Oh, yes. Next Thursday, on February 25th, I will be in Oakland at Mama Buzz Cafe. And it's a songwriter showcase with three other songwriters, Todd Hammerly, Callie Watts, and Carly Duhane. And that should be fun. And then I'll be in Sacramento the next two nights, Friday at a place called the Naked Lounge downtown, which I think is a coffee shop or a juice place. I'm not quite sure. Carly and I are going to be sharing the bill there, and she booked that show for me. And then I will be opening for her other band, and that will be at the Fox and Goose on the Saturday. So two nights in Sacramento next weekend.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And my family's in Sacramento. I grew up there. Oh. So it'll be nice because my family can come see me.
Be a good crowd there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, fabulous. Well, let's play out with Wildwood Flower.
Great.
Amber Lee.
Thank
you.
You
so much for coming in.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure.
My raven black hair, the roses so red and the lilies so fair, and the myrtle so bright with an emerald hue, and a pale arenatus with eyes of bright blue. Oh, I'll sing and I'll dance and I'll promise to love. Through ill and misfortune, all others above. But another has won him all misery to tell. He left me in silence, no word of farewell.
Oh, yes. Amber Lee and the Anomalies live in the studio. Hope you enjoyed her. Phone number is 874-1073. And this is Arnold, host of Tommy's Holiday Camp, every Friday night on Cows Radio, www.kows.fm.